Hey y'all, what's poppin'? You are in the building on Talk with Chocolate, and this is Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, Dior the Chocolate Doll. And this is Queens Talk TV. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know I love to talk my shit. I pop my shit, and I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So y'all just know I'ma bring that tea, right? I know that's right. But first, I have to mention I have a very special guest stopping through, doing a live interview today. I have the lyrical genius, Lyrical Dollar, in the building, y'all. But first, I gotta talk my shit. Okay, I have to send out prayers and deep condolences to the family of Dave Scott, legendary choreographer, creative director, and the visionary behind You Got Served and Step Up 2. He has passed away at the age of 52. He played a major role in bringing hip-hop choreography to the mainstream, working with artists like B2K, Marcus Houston, Tyrese, Bow Wow, and Gene Wine, helping shape the visual language of early 2000s R&B and hip-hop, from music videos and films to live tours and television. His impact stretched from the streets to the screen, inspiring generations of dancers to dream bigger. Dave Scott is a true pioneer whose legacy will truly live on through every single step. Now, I would love to take a moment of silence right now and honor his memory right here on Talk with Chocolate. Alright y'all, so, huge shout out to my girl Cardi B. In just 9 hours of announcing her sophomore album, Am I the Drama, the album has already debuted at 126 on all downward charts to album charts. Her new single, Outside, remains at number one on the all genres and hip-hop rap chart on US iTunes, with album versions of Up and WAP debuting at 49 and 53, respectfully on all genres charts and charting at number 3 or 4 on hip-hop charts. Now, Outside has also just rose to number 2 on the Amazon Musical Digital Sales Charts. Her sophomore album, Am I the Drama, is set to drop September 19th, y'all. We've been waiting so long, so yes, my girl is back. And them stats is mad crazy, and I am so proud of her. And just to know, like, she was putting her own stuff to the side to support her ex-heavy Offset stuff, leading up to now, in a drama, and her new relationship. My girl is glowing, growing, and she's still in her bag, as she should be. And I am so proud of her, and I cannot wait till this album drops. Alright y'all, so speaking of Cardi's ex-husband Offset, child, did y'all see the video that just went viral from the past weekend when he came out to perform at ATL Fest? Baby, I was weak as hell, hearing how silent the crowd was, like literally, no sounds, nobody barely moving, just dead ass silent staring at him. Like, it reminded me of that one scene from the Five Heartbeats when they got on stage trying to sing and everybody just looking like, what's going on? Why we here? Then for that to be his hometown made it even more diabolical. Like, what? Like, shoot, you cheated on a woman for 7 years straight who was down for you. You very much deserve that quiet audience. I'm sorry, you deserved it. Especially when you're still playing in her face. The crowd said, baby, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. Ain't nobody coming to see you. And I know that's right. Like, you heard a real woman that was down for you. And we all witnessed it. The whole world witnessed it. Same way you hopped on that stage and went and embarrassed her, trying to beg her to take you back with all them flowers and making her look crazy for her to take you back, and you cheated in her face. And everybody seen it. Now you're getting that same energy from everybody. So karma is real. Stop playing. Alright y'all, so Glorilla is trending after making a statement. Now, she said having a man won't stop her from texting other dudes. Let me repeat that. She said having a man won't stop her from texting other dudes. Ladies, how y'all feeling about this? Talk to me. Fellas, come talk to Chocolate. How y'all feeling about this statement? Like, how y'all feeling? To me, honestly, at some point, you gotta really grow up. Whether you're a woman or a man, that whole statement to me is childish. This is exactly why a lot of y'all end up in situationships instead of real relationships. Loyalty is not about, you know, restrictions, it's about respect. If your idea is independence and entertaining others while you claiming to be in relationships, then what you really want is attention, not no commitment. Just say you're not ready to be solid. Say you're not ready to hold somebody down. Stop trying to rebrand disloyalty and make that self-love, because that's not right. This younger generation, y'all, I don't know what's going on. It's kind of weird. They definitely try to push the wrong agenda. And these types will never get married. These types ain't gonna never have nothing going on. Like, solid people deserve real ones. Cause me personally, it's always my man vibes. I ain't thinking about nobody else. And I love my man like 90s R&B. So I don't know what she on. I don't know what this younger generation on. Don't push that narrative, baby. So prayers and get well wishes going out to R&B legend R. Kelly. It was reported by his attorney that the singer overdosed in solitary confinement after being given extra medication by the prison staff. What? R. Kelly collapsed in his North Carolina prison cell after being given what his lawyer said was a dangerous amount of medications. Now, the incident allegedly took place just days after Kelly's legal team accused prison officials of plotting to harm him. According to court filings viewed by All Hip Hop, the 58-year-old singer was placed in isolation on Tuesday, June 10th, and given additional medication on Thursday, June 12th. Man, listen, y'all. Protect him at all costs. Protect him. Enough is enough. Like, I feel his attorneys may just be right about the situation. After all, he owns his masters, and his masters are worth billions. Now, y'all know how that go. It's a lot of corruption. I'm sure that's going on, and that's mad crazy. Like, I don't condone what he did, but at the end of the day, y'all can't take what this man worked for, and he's still the undisputed king of R&B. Put some respect on his name. But get well, R. Kelly. We praying for you. Congratulations on order for Miss Debbie Allen, the legendary choreographer, actress, and director. She is set to be honored with the Honorary Academy Award at this year's Governor's Awards taking place November 6th at the Radobe Ballroom in Hollywood. Now, Debbie's career has certainly been nothing more or short of iconic. From starring in hit series Fame to directing and producing episodes of Grey's Anatomy, she spent decades breaking boundaries and shaping culture, both in front and behind the camera. Her trailblazing work in television and film, combined with her impact as a dance educator and artistic director, has left a lasting legacy that spans over generations. In announcing this year's recipients awards, President Jenny Young praised Debbie as a trailblazing choreographer and actor whose work has captivated generations across generations. The honorary Oscars recognize a lifetime achievement and exceptional contribution to the film industry, something that Mrs. Allen has never been far from. Congratulations, Miss Allen, Debbie, on this long overdue honor. Glad to see a true icon finally getting the flowers that she deserves. We love you, and we're proud of you. Congratulations, Queen. Alright, y'all know I love to show love to a rising star every episode I do, right? Today, I have to show some love to a very, very intelligent young king by the name of Nicholas Watson. He's from Arkansas. Now, Nicholas, he has autism and ADHD and recently graduated with a record-breaking 4.8 GPA, defying expectations that he would struggle with reading and math. He was accepted into 45 colleges and awarded over $1.5 million in scholarships, as he should. Alongside his academic achievements, Watson excels in sports like soccer, track, and basketball. He chose Harding University on a basketball scholarship and will study electrical engineering with 64 college credits. Watson hopes to inspire others by showing that limitations can be overcome through determination and you define yourself, he says, reflecting on his journey. Now, first of all, I have to commend his parents. You guys did an amazing job with this young man. Tap yourself, pat yourself on your back, treat yourself to something special. Secondly, Nicholas, honey, Auntie Viore is so proud of you. Congratulations for your hard work, your dedication. You are truly an example of whatever you want to achieve and can do, you can do this. And I love this for you. You are a pure genius. And I want you to succeed with whatever you want to do, whatever you want to become. Continue to reach for success and live your dreams and believe in yourself. Continue to push forward and continue to inspire others. Never let anyone tell you who or what you can be or what and what you cannot do. And keep your crown adjusted always, young king. You are that guy, and I'm proud of you. Alright, y'all, so I'm done talking my shit. Y'all know me, but as promised, I will be right back with my special guest. As I mentioned, I have Lyrical Dollar in the building. He up next, so make sure y'all stay tuned. Hey y'all, y'all are in the building with Talk with Chocolate. I am your host, Dior the Chocolate Doll. And as promised, I have my very, very special guest in the building with me. I have the one and only Lyrical Genius, Lyrical Dollar, in the building.
Yeah, what's going on?
How you doing today?
I'm alright, what's going on with you?
Oh man, nothing much. I'm so glad for you to come and stop through and chop it up with me today.
I appreciate you having me.
No problem. So, you ready to get into this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, your high-quality content and rap skills definitely sets you apart from any others that I've heard. So, like, how did your stage name, Lyrical Dollar, come about?
Honestly, it was just something that I just had put together. I always had Dolly in my name, but it used to be K-Dollar. And I just wanted to drop that and put something there that could have just resonated with my whole style. So I feel like Lyrical was just like, even though while simple, it was like best fit for everything.
Okay, I like that. So you're from Bishopville, South Carolina, which means you a true country boy, I believe.
Yeah, let's start with it.
Yeah, I'm actually from Ohio, so, you know, it ain't too far from there. But, like, growing up in that type of area, did it, like, make you grind harder to be able to push yourself out there as an artist?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a small, you know, I come up in a small town where everybody's trying to do it, but nobody was at the time. I feel like I was taking the extra step to make it happen. And seeing that it's harder to do it when you don't already have relationships and things like that established, you know, finances in order and things like that. So you kind of got to rely on your talent and what you think your work ethics are towards it at the time. So yeah, it was a little harder, but, you know, the grind and the hustle was always worth it.
I know that's right. And you're doing a great job with it.
Appreciate it.
No problem, man. Just recently, you, dropped your 803 track, which I absolutely love, and how you came with it, because to me, it felt like you were speaking with passion, and, you know, it's always good when an artist can, like, tell a story, and I feel like that's what you were doing. Like, what was your vision on that song?
Yeah, it is, the beat itself just gave country vibes to me, and then, you know, calling the song like that, 803, I gotta talk about, you know, where it started at, you know, right. Kind of like just summarizing my childhood, you know, my coming of age and everything, and just how I'm trying to transition into something bigger and make something happen with the music. So, yeah, that's like one of my favorite songs. Like, it didn't take me long to write it because, you know, the vibes and everything for it was already there. I just had to deliver.
No, that's right. I know that is right. Make sure y'all check it out. Where can they find that song at?
Oh, check it out on all platforms, you know, Apple, Spotify, Tidal, wherever, along with the Dollars and Cents albums and all my other projects.
Y'all heard that. Make sure y'all go stream it. All right, so what was the moment like when you, like, actually realized that you wanted to pursue music and you was really, really dope with it?
When I was finally comfortable enough to let other people hear it to get their opinions on it.
Okay.
You know, whether good or bad, but, you know, the good ones, of course, they're going to always stand out because, you know, you're working with something. So I'm like, all right, if it's working locally, let me try other people. You know, and I think that's what, did it for me when performing came into play.
Nice. So I seen you on Creeping Through the Streets, killing this freestyle. Baby, y'all, when I say he killed it on that smooth operator little sample beat, like, First of all, you cold with it. Like, I love your energy when you came on with it. So how was that for you? How was that experience?
Yeah, it was cool because, you know, it was a bigger platform, a big platform matching what is, like, the biggest freestyle, you know, for me at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it had been around for a while. So when I went up there to do it, I knew that was just going to, you know, reach more people. And it's one of my favorites. Like, I had fun even when I was, you know, putting it together. So to go up to a platform like that, you know, shout out to DJ Hariana, you know, going to a platform like that to get a new wave of artists to listen. Like, that shit was just dope to me.
That's fire. That is fire. So let's talk your album, Dollars and Cents. And I seen you said every track got a story, every bar, but it's built from the ground, grind. So, like, tell us a little bit about that album.
Like, yeah, Dollars and Cents, man. I love Dollars and Cents. Like, it was just like a, you know, want to tell a story and want to step outside my original sound.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was just putting everything together, like, every beat just had hit to me, you know, every subject matter that I was coming with, you know, it was personal to me, you know, it was something that I wanted to share with my fans because a lot of them don't really know much about me personally. They just know the music side. So it was cool to share that. And the Smooth Operator joint is actually on Dollars and Cents, you know, it's titled Overweight Lover.
Nice.
You know, also 803 is on the album. One of my most recent singles, The Greatest, is on the album. Produced by my boy Flippy. He did the 803 beat as well. Flippy out in Russia. And Dollars and Cents out on all platforms. Shout out to my dog, you know, my engineer Sway D4G. You know, for the recording, the mix, you know the process behind it, my whole team, TK, everybody. You know, so
I know that's right.
Yeah, so we built up what I think is a classic album in like maybe 7-8 months or something like that, you know, and it was, you know, the finished project was worth it.
That's dope. That's dope. Make sure y'all go stream all of them too.
On all platforms, everything.
All platforms. Okay, I know that is right. So I seen that you have a song with Jessica Gabriel.
I seen
the video, and I'm like, oh shoot, like you can do some acting. You gonna get into that bag one day of acting too? Because not only is it fitting it, but it gave that energy.
Oh yeah, it's leading that way. And you know, Ghost, you know, Ghost was a song that I heard that I had like got permission to get on it. You know, she heard my verse, you know, and she decided to keep it. And then the video and everything came into play. So the vibes was good, and when it came out, it started doing real good. And it kind of gave me the it was the 90s romance love feel.
You know, I was gonna say that.
Yeah, you know, country love story.
It kind of gave me a City High type of vibes back in the 90s, the chill, relaxed vibe.
Yeah, she definitely delivered when it came to that. And Ghost is out on all platforms too, on her album Wishful Thinking 3. That's out on all platforms. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Run up Ghost, run up Wishful Thinking for her.
Mhm. Period. Okay, so like, what would you say growing up and like even with the music wise was like one of the biggest lessons you have learned that shaped you up to be a better individual with all of that?
Big lessons, you can't take nothing personal.
Mhm.
You know, like you take things personal in this business, like you ain't gonna make it.
Mhm.
You know, and then you know, being too trusting. You know, you learn a lesson by being too trusting, being too, you know, but you got to make these, you got to have these lessons to shape you, like you said. So I think with those two, that's, those two are the biggest to me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So like, where do you see yourself going with your music? Like, what do you want to achieve in the next couple years or even the rest of this year with your music?
The rest of this year, just still broadening the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want my brand to be, of course, you know, bigger than music, but you know, music is the foundation for my brand. So I want to build that and then just expand, like you said, get into the acting bag, you know, just whatever else. I feel like it's going to make sense. It's going to, you know, make sense for me and the team and just whatever it is we're building.
Period. I know that's right. I know that is right. So as an artist, if you could collaborate with any other artist, who would you want to collaborate with?
Anybody?
Anybody.
Man, I'm going to be honest. Like, I would want to do a song with Ron Isley. So, Ron Isley, you listen to this interview. You know, DM me, big up.
Yeah, you heard that. Ron Isley. This is the Order Chocolate Dial to Talk with Chocolate. Lyrical Dollar wants that collaboration. Period. Yeah, that would be fire. I could see you on a song with him because of how you flow. Like, you give me that Nas type of energy, like, to actually tell a story through your stuff. Like, I love it.
Yeah, appreciate it. And, you know, I done sampled the Isleys a few times, so I know that collab gonna be fire. Go ahead, speak it in existence.
Yes, manifest it. Let's do it. For sure, for sure. So, do you have any upcoming projects that you dropping?
So I got the Overweight Lover project on the way. You know, the Overweight Lover project is gonna be the project for the ladies. You know, one of my first. And then I got the you know, that's in the works right now, everything. And then I got the collab album with Jessica Gabrielle coming. You know, we don't got a title for that yet, but that's definitely in the works as well.
Yes, yeah. Period.
Yeah, and just gonna keep dropping these singles, dropping these videos, and just putting that content out there on them.
I know that is right. So can we expect to see you performing on stage anywhere? You got any shows coming up?
Nah, I got some stuff in the works, but y'all definitely gonna be seeing me, gonna be seeing my face. I'm gonna be on stage in front of these people and everything.
I know that's right. I know that is right. So, like, every artist, even myself, when I step out, I got a signature piece of clothing or something, they know that I'm gonna be coming stepping. Like, what's something signature that sets you different from everybody else?
Yo, that's funny. That's a conversation me and my team is already having, as far as like, but it does, the era that I'm about to step in, everything is going to be more grown man, more casual, more, you know, just dressed for whatever the occasion going to be at the moment. So it's not a set, sentence of style for now. It's just whatever the occasion called for until we, you know, figure that all the way out fully.
I know that's right, branding yourself even more as you should. And I think the grown man look is fire because I'm tired of seeing everybody walking around dressed alike. Yeah, turn it up.
Yo, we just have this call with me. I think that's funny for real.
I'm sorry, I'm a fashion model. I gotta get into the fashion world.
For sure.
So make sure we do the grown man. Add you a fire fedora hat with it. Yeah, go ahead and kill it all the way.
Yo, we coming.
Period. Well, I appreciate you so much for stopping through, but please plug in all your socials. And once again, plug in where they can find that music at.
My socials, everything Lyrical Dollar, you know, LYRICALDOLLA. Subscribe to my YouTube, Lyrical Dollar 803. Follow my engineer, Sway D4G, on Instagram. You know,
Hi, Hero.
Yeah,
hey, shout out to you, too.
Yeah, shout out to my dog. And, yeah, Jessica, same thing. She on all platforms, music on all platforms. TK hit her for the content, all platforms.
Y'all heard him. Now, I will be back. Big shout out to you. Thank you so much for stopping through and rocking with me.
Appreciate you having me.
No problem. Peace.
All right.
Sway, you destined for greatness.
No lie, we go together like Henny and Coca-Cola. Fantasizing about you and the way that I wanna stroke her. It's like every time I try, the time wasn't on my side. Got me wanna rub them thighs while I just stare in your eyes. Can't lie at first sight, you were the one that I wanted. How you keep yourself up, I just love me, your older woman. And it's something about your eyes when you give me that look. Got me wonder much on something, girl, your soul gon' get took. Give it to me, hey baby, just give it to me. Age is just a number for real, not dealing with a rookie. I gotta tell you, put it in a song, let me know that you're something special. Give it to me, hey baby, just give it to me. Age is just a number for real, not dealing with a rookie. I gotta tell you, put it in a song, let me know that you're something special. Got me twisted and you ain't even mine. The way you had me thinking of you like you one of a kind. Yeah, you heard some things about me, made you look at me different. I remain the same with you, can't be believing the fiction. Give you anything I can, cause it's what you deserve. One thing I was taught, and that's keeping my word. I know I talk a lot of shit, but be speaking the truth. Cause when I get you getting turned every way but loose. Yeah. give it to me. Hey baby, just give it to me. Age is just a number for real, not dealing with a rookie. I gotta tell you, put it in a song, let me know that you're something special. Give it to me, hey baby, just give it to me. Age is just a number for real, not dealing with a rookie. I gotta tell you, put it in a song, let me know that you're something special.
Y'all, I was feeling them vibes. I know that's right. Now, that was a debut live here on Talk With Chocolate of Lyrical Dollar song Twisted. Make sure y'all go stream that. Go run it up. It's fire, y'all. I loved it. Big shout out to him for stopping through, chopping it up with me, doing a live interview. Big, big shout out to each and every one of y'all that's tuned in to the show. It's your girl, the one and only D-Order Chocolate Dow. And y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. Queens Talk TV, Crown Radio, Talk With Chocolate. Until next time, y'all, I'm signing out.